This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The high-end retailer Neiman Marcus had a little run-in with the Federal Trade Commission this week. It was one of three companies involved in a settlement over fake fur. Turns out some Burberry coats they'd advertised as faux fur were actually the genuine article from something called a raccoon dog. Marketplace's David Weinberg reports.
A raccoon dog is not quite a raccoon and not quite a dog. What it definitely is not is synthetic, which means it cannot be sold as fake fur.
Our fur campaign has investigated false advertising and labeling of fur garments throughout the fur industry.
Ralph Henry is an attorney for the Humane Society. It tested coats in a lab and found their fake fur actually came from raccoon dogs. They then notified the FTC.
The retailers have agreed to be bound by FTC orders.
Matt Wilshire is a staff attorney for the FTC. The settlement signed by Neiman Marcus and two other retailers, DrJays.com and Eminent, does not force retailers to pay any financial penalties. But they are required to accurately label all fur products.
And if they violate the order in the future, they may be subject to civil penalties.
Part of the problem, says retail analyst Marshall Cohen, is that manufacturers have gotten really good at making fake fur.
It used to be that when you touched it or you got close to it, you could tell that it wasn't real.
As more people shy away from wearing real fur for ethical reasons, the demand for this new high-quality fake fur is growing. But there isn't enough of it.
There are just not a lot of companies that are producing the actual faux fur itself.
Cohen says this has opened opportunities for other sources of faux fur, like raccoon dog, which, according to the law, is faux fur and should be labeled as such. The FTC would not comment on where the raccoon dog came from. I'm David Weinberg for Marketplace.